and it's almost that time of day.
It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? There you go! There you go! There you go! There you go! Peanut butter jelly!
That's right. It's time to talk turkey and ham and PB&J and really whatever other kinds of sandwiches you like from arguably Hollywood's most famous sandwich.
I'll have what she's having.
To our favorite bready aphrodisiacs.
I guess we could use some food in our lovemaking.
Okay, we got your pastrami on rye with mustard. Your honey.
Wait. Pastrami on rye with mustard?
Oh, yeah. Don't you remember they used pastrami in that movie 9 1/2 Weeks? Remember the pastrami scene?
No.
Well, maybe it was Ghostbusters. Whatever it was, it worked.
I honestly can't believe you guys let me do this kind of thing. It's all on the table, so to speak, and we want to hear from you, listeners. What's your favorite sandwich? What, with all the extra time at home over the last year and a half, have you perfected any new favorites or revisited old ones, visited new places going out there in the city? Call us. Join the conversation. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And joining us now to help celebrate the art of the sandwich are two friends of the show, Irene Lee, owner and head chef of May May Restaurant Group in Boston. Hey, Irene.
Hello, Mr. Bologna.
Yeah, I got the name for this one, don't I? Also joining us is Joe Gatto, local chef, culinary instructor, and host of From Scratch on Pluto TV. Hello, Joe.
Sandwiches, so exciting.
Please, indulge me. Have you been revisiting old favorites, Joe?
Oh, I mean, I'm a sandwich freak. Like, get a restraining order, you know, because I love the sandwich. And I actually just spent a couple weeks doing a sandwich. I was making bacon from scratch. So I made 5 pounds of homemade espresso chipotle bacon and then made a BLT from scratch. So I made a mayo. I made the bread. I made the bacon. And I have to say it was worth all that time.
5 weeks?
It just took forever because you have to cure the bacon and you're letting the bacon rest. It was 9 days. And,
wow.
You know, a 9-day sandwich better be worth it. And this bad boy was worth it.
Irene, what?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask Irene.
No, I'm just kind of freaking out still.
I really can't believe 9 days to make a sandwich. Usually I think of a sandwich as something that's fast. So, Irene, what have you been perfecting?
I think I've been revisiting the opposite of the 9-day sandwich, which is the peanut butter and jelly. I was at a farmer's market and picked up this incredible jar of Concord grape jelly from Grateful Jams. And it was, you know, the pinnacle of all Concord grape jelly. So I had to make a PB&J with it.
And what did you use for the peanut butter?
I like the Santa Cruz chunky peanut butter, a little bit of crunch, and I usually get it salted. This time I got it unsalted, and so I added some smoked flaky sea salt to it, which was pretty exciting.
I mean, but PB&J, really? Oh, okay, I guess what makes a good sandwich? Like I'm clearly being a little judgy here. Sorry, Irene, but I kind of go in with the bacon sandwich right now. So what makes a good sandwich in your mind?
In my mind, a sandwich is all about having the right mix of flavors and textures. So I like toasted bread. I like chunky peanut butter. I like super smooth jelly. And yeah, I mean, the PB&J is a little bit lowbrow, but you know, my husband likes to joke that it's time for me to open an artisanal peanut butter and jelly sandwich restaurant.
People would go to
culturally appropriate backwards, I suppose. So, you know, $25 for local Concord grape jelly. But for me, there's something super comforting about it. And actually, I was watching my nephew on FaceTime eating one, and that made me jealous. And that's how I kind of ended up on this kick.
1-800-423-8255 is the phone number. We're going to go to Ed in Burlington. Ed, you're next on Radio Boston.
Yeah, I just love a good cheesesteak sandwich. They're difficult to find here in Boston, even though I lived here 30 years, but I love them. From,
when you say
cheesesteak, Carl Steaks in Waltham.
Carl Steaks in Waltham. When you say cheesesteak, do you mean like sort of Philly style or steak and cheese with mushrooms and onions and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, less Philly style, more like the second.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Sounds delicious. I mean, so does a sandwich, Joe, does it have to have meat? I mean, I know Irene's been talking about a PB&J here. Ed's talking about cheesesteak. You had your bacon sandwich. Is meat what makes it next level sandwich?
I mean, you know, it doesn't have to have meat. I'm a big believer in it, you know, but it's really what you want to shove in your pie hole. You know, what makes you happy, what gets you through the day, what puts a smile on your face. I love a good steak and cheese as well, but, you know, I'm not a guy that would turn down a PB&J either. You know, I love a good PB&J, but I definitely am a big believer in the meat sandwich, like, you know, like an Italian or something like that. I'm definitely that kind of guy. I love that kind of thing.
Let's go to Steven in Somerville. Steven, you're next on Radio Boston. What's your sandwich?
Hey, so I was trying to eat a little bit healthier over the pandemic, and so I started making a vegetarian sandwich that I learned about from a place called Cafe Vesuvius up in Marblehead. And so it's on either like a sourdough or French bread, something that you toast and get nice and crispy. And then you do a provolone cheese melt, and then you put some avocado spread on there. Ooh. And top it off with some sprouts, green peppers, onions. I like red onions, some really crispy lettuce, tomato, and then a little olive oil, vinegar, maybe some ground pepper on top of it. And it's absolutely amazing. And I know you guys were asking if a sandwich needed to have meat. Usually I feel it's the case, but this sandwich completely takes the day with no meat.
Yeah, Steven, you know, give the producer your phone number. We'll be coming over to your house later. That sounds good. Although I do have to be honest here, Irene, Joe, when I heard we were doing this segment today, I'm not the world's biggest sandwich fan, and maybe it's my last name. Maybe it's a little sort of, brought, you know, childhood trauma of the spelling of my last name. But for me, it's like, if I'm going to have a meal, then I want it over pasta. Is that crazy? Tell me I'm wrong.
I mean, I don't think you're crazy, but you're definitely wrong. I'm just kidding. Like, you know, for me, I just like a sandwich during the day. That's the go-to for me. And I, you know, for when I'm creating meals for my clients or anything, I have some filet and there's some extra filet, I'm always making a sandwich and like dipping it in the jus. Like I love a little bread and meat like that. From it just really satisfies my soul.
Irene, you're famous for one of your sandwich creations, the Double Awesome, which I have had, and it is doubly awesome. So can you just remind us what goes into that and how that came about?
Yeah, the Double Awesome is a scallion pancake sandwich. So it's that laminated flaky scallion pancake folded in half. It has two oozy eggs, melted cheddar cheese, and a green pesto sauce. And we like to serve it with spicy ketchup. And I think we've put our egg farmers' kids through college, at least one of them. It's an incredibly popular sandwich, and we managed to convince a lot of people that just because it has eggs in it doesn't mean you can't eat it for lunch or dinner. It's so much more than a breakfast sandwich.
It is delicious and runny, and it's doubly awesome. That's the perfect title for it. 1-800-423-8255 is the phone number. Share with us your pandemic sandwich creations or where you've been going out to get sandwiches and what have you been getting. Again, 1-800-423-TALK. Let's go to Anna in Walpole. Anna, you're next on Radio Boston.
Hi. The sandwich I've really worked on through the pandemic is pretty much the Eggs Benedict or Eggs Florentine or anything that's had a poached egg. Really nice toasted English muffin. I really like working on making that poached egg really that perfect with a runny inside, working over that nicely toasted English muffin so that it's just perfect with the right number of ingredients in the middle so that it's just that perfect either breakfast or brunch type thing that she really is satisfying to get you started in the day.
Sounds great. It's the hollandaise sauce that I think takes a lot of work. I mean, Joe, are there any tips to perfect that?
I mean, I think that's a pretty easy sauce. It's just always getting the emulsion to hold.
Right.
So you just have to take it really slow and just, you know, take your time with something like that. That's the key to a lot of like sauces. It's just take your time and perfect it. Don't rush it. That's the time you should just be zenning out, not texting, not Instagramming, not doing anything. Just concentrate on the sauce for a little while and it'll pay off. And a big thing for me is I always double the sauces around here because we use it on everything, like chimichurri that I make here. We put on every sandwich possible, but we put on eggs and everything else. So it's just a good go-to to kind of pep up a regular meal.
Hmm. Marie is calling from Bolton. Marie, you're next on Radio Boston.
Hey, so the sandwich that I rediscovered over the COVID shutdown was something my dad had all the time. It was a butter and peanut butter sandwich.
Butter and peanut butter? Like melty butter?
Butter and peanut butter. Yeah. Yeah, well, you took, basically, you took about a half tablespoon of butter, and you layered those over every square inch of your bread, which is, you know, cheesy white bread. Not cheesy with cheese, but inexpensive white bread. And right. Then you did an equal layer on the other side of peanut butter, and you slapped them together and cut them on the diagonal. And then you'd be consuming enough fat for a week, but they are really good.
Would hold you through any winter storm. That sounds interesting, Marie. Thanks for sharing. I want to squeeze one more in here. We got Jack from Somerville. Jack, you're next on Radio Boston.
Hey, guys. I'd love to share with you my favorite sandwich. It's a great sandwich to have in the summer. The steak and cheese lobster roll.
So, go on.
Okay, so every summer, about this time of year, actually, usually lobster prices drop, and it hasn't happened this year or last year, but I always look forward to this time of year, go to Market Basket, get a lobster for me and, you know, a couple for friends. I like to cook the lobster over directly on a campfire, just on your charcoal grill in the backyard, shell the lobster, chop it up, reheat it in a little bit of butter, toast some soft bread. Also get from Market Basket just some shaved steak. Saute it in a pan and get a nice alpine cheese like Gruyere or Comté and slam it all in the bun together and feel your heart flow.
Wow. Jack, you know, you almost got me there, but I feel like they're just two separate things. So, Irene, how can we think about taking things that seemingly don't go together? I'm thinking peanut butter and butter or steak and cheese and lobster and just make them delicious.
I think Jack is living it up. I mean, that's like a surf and turf sandwich. I think there are a lot of different ways to think about flavor combinations. I love thinking of butter as a sandwich ingredient and not just kind of an accoutrement. Like you can eat enough butter to make it one of the headlining ingredients in the sandwich. That's pretty awesome for me. But I think that, again, it comes back to just making sure the textures and flavors work for you. I think if lobster steak and cheese works for Jack, I'm all about that.
So we put this topic out on Twitter this morning, and right away folks started chiming in. WBUR's Megan McGinnis, who sends out the WBUR newsletters, she said she feels the Monte Cristo is, quote, one of the most underrated sandwiches of all time. Joe, do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's underrated. I mean, I love Monte Cristo, and I think that's just a great sandwich. I wouldn't call that one underrated. I would think that's kind of right where it should be.
And you dip it in the syrup and you go.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a must, right?
So tips for folks who are opening the fridge, looking what's in there and saying, all right, how can I make this work? Irene.
Well, I always think that if you want to make a really balanced sandwich, it's good to have something a little bit sweet, something tart, like a pickle. And I always like a little bit of hot sauce in a sandwich. So a lot of the time I'll start in the fridge door to kind of see what I've got kicking around. And then really anything, any veggie sandwiches are great for leftovers. Constructing a sandwich that has all of the stuff that has hung out in my fridge for a little too long, putting the right hot
just
sauce.
Flirting with the end there, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, between two slices of bread, anything is possible. So for me, I think a lot about textures and then having something sweet, something tart, something a little bit spicy. And that's sort of where I begin.
Well, let's see if we can squeeze one more call in here. Andre is calling from Pelham, New Hampshire. Andre, you're next.
Hi, how you doing? You're talking something near and dear to my heart. Love sandwiches.
It's near and dear to your stomach, right?
Oh, that too. My COVID garden has given me a bountiful bounty of tomatoes. I have revisited the tomato sandwich, and my latest favorite is toasted wheat with horseradish mayo, a little bit of avocado, a couple of slices of bacon, and a big old slice of tomato. Oh, yes.
That sounds good. Get some burrata up in there, too.
That sounds awesome.
Thanks for the call, Andre. So, I guess I'm just wondering from both of you each, what you would suggest to folks who maybe were like me before this segment, who are like, sandwiches aren't my jam. Bring us on board.
I get it. Not my jam. I get it.
I did not intend that, Joe.
I'm with you. I'm with you. You're trying to butter me up. I get it. You know, I would just say things that you like to eat, try to invent a sandwich with it. You know, like, I mean, we do one. I make a pistachio pesto at home that gets consumed with everything. And we do pulled chicken sandwiches with the pistachio pesto on a little, like, garlic bread, you know, just for a quick sandwich. So it's like a meal we've had, but we just kind of recreate it into a sandwich. I think that makes it really fun. And I have three young kids, so they always like to create in the kitchen. So it's always fun to pull out ingredients and know that they like them and just create something with it.
Irene?
I would say, you know, if it's not a meal, if there's no pasta involved, just put the pasta in the sandwich.
I can do that?
A classic. you know, potato chips in the sandwich, potato salad in a sandwich. If it's more carbs that you need, I'm not opposed to a carb sandwich.
Carb on carb is okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I needed your permission. You guys are chefs. Pepperoni? It's okay. Let's see if I can squeeze in Lisa here and give her the last word real quick. Lisa in Cohasset, you're next on Radio Boston.
Hey, everybody. So the Welcome Center on 93 in New Hampshire has the most amazing grilled cheese sandwiches. My favorite being a Gruyere cheese with a fig spread, and then they grill it like a panini on sourdough bread, and it is unbelievable. It's
the
got
Welcome
that
Center.
Sweet taste that you're talking about. Yeah.
Wow.
It's the rest stop on Route 93 in New Hampshire. There are multiple Welcome Centers.
Gotta say, I wasn't expecting a sandwich from a Welcome Center there, Lisa, but thank you for the phone call. I guess it's highbrow and lowbrow. You can get sandwiches everywhere, right, folks?
Damn right. Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's Joe Gatto. He's a local chef, culinary instructor, and host of From Scratch on Pluto TV. Joe, it's always great to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast. Sandwiches rock, and so do you.
Well, thank you. And I'll make one tonight for dinner. Irene Lee, owner and head chef of Mei Mei Restaurant Group in Boston. Thank you for joining as well.
Thank you. Put some spaghetti in there, okay?
Yeah, oh, I will. And folks, the back tag here, we got some music. It's Sandwich Time, Sandwiches Time by Weezer. That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR. It's produced by Chris Siderick, Walter Withman, Amanda Beeland, Cynthia Bitubiza. We had help from Ali Audette and Stephen Gelman. Marquise Neal is our technical director. David, the Cavs of Belleville Green, was on phones. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi, and I'm Jamie Bologna. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.